BBC News with Rosemary Crick. North Korea has announced the immediate suspension of nuclear and missile tests and says it will shut down its nuclear test site. The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said further tests were unnecessary because nuclear weaponization had been achieved. President Trump welcomed the suspension as very good news. South Korea said it was a step towards denuclearization. The U.S. Democratic Party has filed a lawsuit against Russia, President Trump's election campaign, and WikiLeaks. It accuses them of conspiring to sway the 2016 election in Mr. Trump's favor. The Trump campaign has described the lawsuit as frivolous. Saudi Arabia has screened its first public movie for almost 40 years. It comes after the ban on cinema, formerly deemed un-Islamic, was lifted as part of reforms announced by Crown Prince Mohammed. Tickets for Black Panther sold out online in minutes. Tributes have been paid to the Swedish dance music star DJ Avicii, who's died at the age of 28. His fellow DJ, David Guetta, said the world had lost an incredibly talented musician. His pumping electronic anthems packed dance floors and stadiums across the globe. The former deputy leader of Peru's Shining Path rebel movement has been moved to house arrest after 30 years behind bars for terrorism. Osman Marote should have been released 5 years ago, but faced legal challenges. Police forensic experts in Mexico have started collecting genetic samples in 16 states from people searching for family members who've disappeared. In Tamaulipas, one of the state's worst hit by drug gang violence, the samples will be compared with DNA taken from 350 exhumed bodies. The U.S. aviation regulator, the FAA, has joined the European authorities by ordering emergency inspections of jet engines like the one which exploded during a flight on Tuesday, killing a passenger. Hundreds of the CFM engines must be tested within 20 days. BBC News.